A dear friend of ours, I've mentioned her before, Marilyn Baker, penned a song some years ago, "Jesus, You're Changing Me. By Your Spirit, You're Making Me Like You." I mentioned it before. Sometimes, one on the other, they come, these songs and hymns inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I still find myself humming that one from time to time, and this one too's been going round in my mind this morning. Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as a flood. That's the truth of it, encapsulated in these two songs. Jesus is the one doing the changing as we allow him, through his unchanging love. We just have to stand still long enough under his hand and let him make the necessary adjustments. That's the hard part, human doings we are. Getting us to sit still and contemplate him for just 5 minutes is almost an impossibility. The world rushes on, sure does. That's another one. W.D. Longstaff, take time to be holy. But if we have any regard for our spiritual welfare, then comes the time when we consciously sit down in the presence and hand over everything to him as a deliberate act of the will and change our focus to him. We recognise our puny efforts are getting us nowhere, and the one who knows us best loves us best, and he's here with us and he wants to help us. Takes longer for some of us than others to get to this point, all sorts of reasons and excuses. He gave us free will, he gave us common sense, all that and more, it's trotted out. And it's all an excuse for retaining control, or trying to. Did you know he isn't in control, he's in charge? They are two completely different animals. Control has limitation attached. When I seek to control you, I seek to limit you in some way according to my ideas of who you are and how you should behave. I'm saying, be like this, do it this way. This is the right way. Control. He never does that. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. So, question. What pressure are you bringing on someone else today? Someone you are seeking to control this day, to make your life more bearable? Just a question. Only you can answer it. And any chance you could consider letting go and leaving them to him? Just a thought for today.